I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 17 U.S. citizens and one Indian citizen were detained in Nepal in early February. The accusation? Attempting to convert people to Christianity in violation of Nepal's anti-conversion laws. Authorities confiscated their documents for further investigation. Joe Handley with A3 says it's possible the accusations were misconstrued because it appears they were just doing social work.
On the other hand, it's possible that they weren't given some wise counsel and went ahead, shared their faith, and just didn't know what they were doing.
Handley says Nepal has leaned more and more toward neighboring India's stance, reinstating anti-conversion laws. The church is growing, but Christians have to navigate a fine line if they speak of Christ. Learn more in the full story at our website. And for now, pray for the group that was detained, as well as for local believers serving Christ in Nepal. And finally,
where sin abounds, the Holy Spirit and His comfort and His provision, His grace abounds more. So let's take this opportunity and pray for them and see many souls saved.
That's Nazanin Baghestani with Heart for Iran on the need for Christians to pray for Muslims during Ramadan this month.
That they will know the true God and they will know that they have been deceived and they will know what God has for them.
Ramadan observers don't eat or drink during daylight. Baghestani says they want to hear from God, and this is an opportunity for believers to pray that they will. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.